Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The first 737 MAX jets crashed off the coast of Indonesia in October of 2018. A month later, according to just released internal documents, the FAA knew full well the Boeing jet was a major safety risk. In fact, regulators predicted the MAX could become one of the most accident-prone airliners in decades without major design changes.
And yet, 737 MAX jets were allowed to continue to fly, and a few months later, another MAX crashed, killing all on board, this time in Ethiopia. So we are talking now with two experts on this very disturbing story. Lessa Bend is a retired Boeing 777 captain, as well as a CNN aviation analyst. And we also have with us Michael Drakehorn, who is a principal partner in the aviation security firm ASD Experts. Before that, he was an assistant manager in the airworthiness division of the FAA. Gentlemen, thank you. Let's start with you, Les. I'm not quite sure what's more shocking in this story, the inaction of the FAA or the inaction and perhaps arrogance of Boeing, or both?
Well, I think both is the easier answer. But for me, let me give you an analogy, and let me just give you the pilot perspective here. If when I'm flying an airplane, my best supporting actor my best subordinate was my co-pilot. They had as much or more experience than I did. If I was doing something that they found as a safety concern, albeit approach, whatever, it was their obligation to bring it to my attention. If I chose to do nothing about it, then, and we landed safely, so on and so forth, they could bring it to what we call the professional standards people, which is a group of people to judge my peers, in essence. And if I chose to do nothing about that after I was counseled on what the concern was, they could bring it to my supervisor. And then my supervisor could bring it to his supervisor. So in essence, this is what's happened with this gentleman that is a whistleblower. He was ignored on almost all levels, and that's very disturbing to me. As a captain of 34 years, and I'll let our FAA expert answer on the remainder of it. But for me, it's for somebody who's flown exclusively Boeing airplanes for their career, it's very disturbing and very disappointing to me.
Well, Michael, take us through some of the process when, we go through and we read this report and it says this plane could crash 10, maybe 15 times over its lifespan of being in business. How is that kind of situation formulated? And, I mean, I think people are kind of shocked that that's even something that happens, because it seems like everybody's just rolling the dice on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the statistics that are provided in that report are absolutely alarming, because one accident is one too many. But the reality is when the FAA does look at safety issues, there is an established scale of economics, which there is an assigned value of life that's included in that. And they do make determinations based on those economics. However, I have no idea why that they would even consider those metrics being anywhere near reasonable and accepting further flight of the 737 MAX if they indeed really knew that. And in my entire career, I've never heard of an acceptance level that high.
Okay, so now instead of looking back, let's look forward. How would passengers make a decision whether they want to, and this is presuming, and I'm presuming that at some point the 737 MAX will be airborne again, how does a passenger decide whether they want to take a chance with their own lives by flying it, when who should they put their trust in? The FAA that will say at that time, oh, it's perfectly safe to fly, we've certified it. Boeing that will probably say the same thing. How do you trust them?
Well, You know, Michael can probably back me up on this, but I mean, this is going to be one of the most scrutinized airplane in the world at this point. So that thing going back into the air, you know, when we have the promise from the FAA administrator that he's personally going to fly it, I mean, that's theatrical, but it does make a statement. I've been saying all along that at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, because the connotation of the 737 MAX is that it's just going to continue for a long time. And my point has been, rebrand this thing in some way, you know, to make passengers feel more comfortable about it. Just like the airlines, some of them rebranded their own company names.
Michael, what do you think? How does this get airborne again?
Yeah, trust is earned, right? I mean, and right now it's been very sorely compromised. People don't trust Boeing, particularly with the 737 MAX. And the trust that they have in the FAA is very seriously compromised, and rightfully so. All year, Mr. Muilenburg has been telling the market, and I've listened into every one of his calls with analysts, that, no, they're close, they've got this resolved, but yet the next quarter call, you know, it's, oh, well, we're still working on it. And the FAA has had visibility to all this. The kimono has not been open all along in this last year, and it should have been. So people are justified in having reservations about jumping back on an airplane upon which a safety system is supposed to be reliable and transparent. After all, this is a government of we the people. And so these people who are making decisions of safety are unelected bureaucrats that are essentially taking our safety in their hands by making these types of decisions and accepting these types of potential crash rates. It's unforgivable. I don't think people will be jump back on this airplane anytime quick.
Let me ask you, both of you, and whoever wants to answer first, go ahead and jump in. There's a sort of, I think anyway, analogous situation at the dawn of the jet age in the 50s, as I'm sure you gentlemen know. The British were far ahead of us in jet air transport. And before the Boeing 707, there was the Comet, right? And the Comet had some bad design flaws that they didn't know at the time, and it kept crashing. And even though they had subsequent versions that flew, it essentially put the company out of the aviation market, and it really made the UK second rate in terms of commercial air transport to America. Are we in an analogous situation now with this jet and with Boeing?
I don't think so at this point. I mean, honestly, I think what's going to happen is, you know, let's see how educated the public is on this whole situation. The public may very well dictate whether they get on the airplane, and the airlines are going to have to see. I mean, from an economic standpoint, these airlines are depending upon this MAX getting airborne again for their schedules. Many of them don't have the substitute airplanes that to replace the MAX in this interim. But, you know, the public may dictate that. Back to you, Michael.
No, I agree. You know, but the question is how many aircraft manufacturers are there in the world? And the bottom line right now is there's two. There's Airbus and there's Boeing. I'm a former McDonnell Douglas guy right there from the Southern California area. And, you know, we used to have real competition in this country. We didn't have all of our eggs in one basket. But in this case, we do have all of our eggs in one economic basket, and it's called Boeing. But so passengers do have the ability to decide which airline they're going to get on. But, you know, frequently they don't know which type of airplane they're going to get on until they get to the gate. We've got some risks as far as our aircraft manufacturing in the United States go. I think Boeing will recover. They are too big to fail in that regard. I mean, every time that there's a downtick in their stock, it hits our GDP. But we do have competition growing. Russia has got a single aisle aircraft that's going to compete, as well as China. So there's outside influences that are going to be coming in, and people will have other choices. And most of these airplanes, these 737 MAXs, operate outside of the United States. So customers outside of the States are going to have more choices.
All right. Michael Dracorn, principal partner, aviation security firm, ASD Experts. Before that, Airworthiness Division of the FAA. We also heard from Lessa Bend, retired 777 captain and CNN aviation analyst.